ID continues to be attacked, as we just said, but this central theme of what would need to take place for really the whole philosophy of macroevolution from a completely natural standpoint would hinge then on these missing links, would it not? And have any ever been discovered?
That's an excellent question, and that is the point. The transitional fossils, as it's referred to, is always in the mind of the beholder. So you have to look at the entire fossil record. Number one is the entire fossil record. When you look at the entire picture, do we have any kind of clear-cut lineages where we could say that creature more complex and looking at this other creature so much less complex, could we find fossils that show a progressive change into the more complex? No, we cannot find those. We do not have lineages from simple to complex. They're missing. They're called the missing links. Well, they're everywhere. That is the predominant conclusion of paleontologists around the world, that there are all these missing links. And they're not just missing one here, one there. There is no lineage. So lines are drawn in the textbook connecting a simple fossil to a more complex, and by choice, not by lineage. So a book written by Walter Ramein from Minneapolis, published by St. Paul Science here in the Twin Cities, Walter Ramein wrote a book called The Biotic Message, and it's evolution versus message theory. And his premise in there about message theory is that when you look at all of the biology, all of the fossils, when you look at the entire record, it gives us a message, a clear message that everything looks like it was designed by one engineer, not multiple engineers. Evolution would say nature all around the earth was creating by its own devices multiple times, various places, and it would not look with the integrity of one design. And everything together has the exact same kind of complexity, the same kinds of checks and balances to keep it complex and keep it alive. So he wrote a very excellent book on that, and there's a particular chapter, his chapter 13, called The Fossil Record, and he quotes dozens and dozens of quotes from evolutionists who admit that that they do not have. Here's one. The absence of the fossil evidence for intermediary stages between major transitions in design, indeed our inability even in our imagination to construct functional intermediates in many cases, has been a persistent and nagging problem for the gradualistic accounts of Darwinian evolution. Right? That's typical. Darwinian evolution, gradual changes, is not in the fossil record.
Wow. That would seem to be a problem.
You would think so.